I don't believe it. It's unbelievable.
That was raw. It was just like words and
go around it.
Excuse me, sir. What do you feel about my age?
You're like, man, I hope this works out.
We're on the game.
Yeah,
he's still hot.
You say it. It's fine. No one knows you. You always bring up taking off your pants.
Drop in just for like one measure,
okay.
You drop into a swing.
Yo, I wanna rap. This is how I feel. This is, oh man, like
energy. Man.
Energy communication is really where it's at. It really does feel like you're talking.
Like a third eye type.
Hi, this is Jason Perez.
And Colin Ryan.
And you're listening to Tunes for a Minute.
The Listening Party.
What is up, everybody?
What's happening?
How you doing, man?
I'm good.
Good, 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 good. So as you guys just heard, this is the Tunes for a Minute Listening Party. So what we're going to be doing is just hanging out, listening to tracks from the artists that we've had on the show, and talk a little bit about where they're at, what they're doing, how you can support them, and hang out a little bit with you guys.
I'm down to listen to some music.
Yeah, man. This is a groovy track we're listening to right now by The Joe Marcinik.
Mm.
And interestingly enough, this is a track he did with Bernie Worrell.
Yes, and if you don't know who Bernie Worrell is, he is one of the founding members of Parliament.
Think about that.
Yeah.
Stop what you're doing. Drop your baby. Stop your car. Turn it off. And, just the magnitude there is pretty huge.
It's huge. And the fact that this is one of the last tracks that Bernie ever played on before he moved on, man, that's...
Yeah. Yeah, Bernie has since passed away recording this track with Joe, but this is one of the last, if not the last. I'm not exactly sure,
I don't want to be a liar. I'm pretty sure the last time he played, I don't know if it was recorded, but the last time, the last show Bernie played on was with Joe.
Was with Joe Marcinik. Yeah. That's pretty insane, and it just gives you a little insight as to what Joe Marcinik is all about and how hard he really does hustle to get these collaborations together.
And the secret that we found out from Joe is keep it fun.
Give it away, why don't you?
Keep it fun.
There it is, but it's the truth. That's so the episode that we recorded with Joe is coming out early April. But it was a great interview, real good insights. The guy knows what he's talking about, but one of his founding beliefs is just keeping it fun. And that if it's not fun, nobody's going to want to play with you.
No. So. And when you see all the people or hear all the people that he's played with, you know, he backs it up, man.
Yes. Yes, he does. So let's not give away too much from the Joe Marcinik episode.
Listen to that gospel going on.
Yeah,
there,
let's do that. Turn this thing back up. Enjoy that ride.
Hi, and welcome to a brand new section from Tunes per Minute. My name is Umberto, and I will be your host. And this section is kindly brought to you by me and the guys, and it's called Campfire Wanderings, where I wander and they answer. So, hi, Colin.
Hey, what's happening, man?
The first wandering is for you. And I want No, I wanted to know how long for you play bass.
4 years.
You play 4 years.
4 years.
You are very good for a 4 year player, Colin.
Well, muchas gracias, amigo.
Thank you, yes. The second question is for you, Jason.
Yeah, man. Hit me with it. What you got?
I wonder if you cut your hair for $100 or no.
$100. Why? Are you offering?
Okay, well, thank you guys for being here with me today, and I will call you later.
Sounds okay. Good, man.
Have a
camp. Thank you for joining us, listeners. Campfire Wanderings.
Have a good one. What are we listening to here, Colin? That sounds really nice.
Yeah, it's pretty dope. It's Security Culture featuring Snotty Pippin.
Yes, sir. And Security Culture's lead MC, Andro, will be joining us on the show April 25th.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're actually, that's going to be coming off of his trip to Japan, which is insane.
Super. Yeah.
So he's going, Security Culture is a hip-hop group out of Aurora. And yeah, we met them through Moore and Watch City. Just a good group of guys looking to make music and you know, spread love, man. So that was fun meeting them and yeah, we just wanted to feature this rad track here, so check it out.
Yeah.
So
is it time to make jokes? It depends. Are you a comedian, a colorblind chameleon? True colors start to show when you try to blend in. Huh? Nervous laughter. Tipper jabber, it's confusing, not amusing, you're mixing it up. Where you trying to go? Yeah, who you trying to be? Someone, something, some wagon's excuse for an MC. What are your problems? You don't know you can't solve them. Dead weight, waste of space, I mean it literally. And that's just the gist of it. A bars can barely fit my entire vision. It takes precision. Wait till I pull up into your subdivision and catch you slipping. Crash land my spaceship. And they said it in a motherfucking spaceship. Elevate your mind to a place of newfound greatness. Separate the time and do simple operations. It's not that complicated, just have a little patience. And I said, get in a motherfucking spaceship. Just watch that while we hiding in a basement. We'd be left alive if we sat here and just waited. When the proof is right, it's time for you to take it. You're an alien life form, embrace that. What are you ashamed of? Trying to erase that. Nobody lands in a trap, but a plan of being trapped. Need to get back.
Man, you know what? I am going to shout out Brian Ramirez. That he is the drummer for Security Culture, and man, those drums sound good.
Yeah,
he's got a nice flow on that kit. Man,
it's tight
for sure,
super tight. Yeah. I want to give a shout out to Counterculture Club too.
Oh yeah,
on Instagram, he takes great photos, great vids, and he and Andrew have been coming out and are part of the T-Fam family now.
Absolutely, yeah. We just had Steve Rodriguez. He is the Counterculture Club, at the Counterculture Club on all social media. But he came out a few weeks ago and helped to shoot the
Joe Marcinik.
Yeah, for Joe Marcinik. So, and great guy. Really, really good work. I really like the way he handles that camera, man.
Yeah.
Good stuff. So check out the songs, check out the artists, support your local music, guys. This is what it's all about. So if you like the tracks you're hearing, hit us up, hit them up, at Security Culture. Yeah. Spread more love, spread more music. In the ground, dig a boring old seed, watch it turn into a tree, eat the fruit, watch it bleed without making a sound. Next up, we have Rebel Soul Revival
with their new single, Don't Knock It.
Man, this music is made for driving. Yeah, if you're driving right now,
slow down.
Slow down. But but turn it up. Put those windows. Oh. Open up those windows. Man, this is summer rock and roll right here at its best.
It is, man.
I dig it. I dig it so much. I love the simplicity that they with which they approach their music.
Yeah, it's just good old rock and roll, man.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know?
And groovy, man. Such passion, whatever.
Dude, I want to give the shouts to Keen and Diopke, as I call him.
Diopke.
Drew Depke, we had him on. Aaron Martinez on the kit. And Kevin
McMahon on the bass. Yeah, absolutely. Actually, shout out to Kevin McMahon. He came out over the weekend. He came out to our show at the House Pub. It was a good time. Good to connect with him. They had a great time on tour. And I was jealous, but
me too. I gotta tell you.
But yeah, man, these guys are killing it. So if you are into rock and roll, listen to that. Yeah, buddy.
When are they playing next, man?
Yeah, when are the let's see dates. We've got March 19th. They will be at Redline Tap in Chicago. And March 29th, they will be at
the Sandlot in Wrigley.
Yes, sir. So if you guys are in Chicago, do yourselves a favor. Check out Rebel Soul Revival. If you're in the Burbs, May 11th, they'll be at Brower House in Lombard. Yeah. So check them out. Rebel Soul Revival. I had one more wondering.
No. I mean, I love you, man, but everybody gets one, and you've used yours up.
But I had one more wondering.
Jay, you can't make me be the bad guy.
Come on, Jason.
I'm sorry, Umberto. I just, we can't. We're going to move on.
Away, I'll make it fit. Away, I'll make it fit. Away,
I'll make it fit.
Man, when that bass comes in, it is pretty nice.
Yeah, Chicago's own.
Chicago's own. That is Jeff Shy music right there. We met this guy way back, like third episode.
It was
the third podcast that we did, and we did it with Jeff Shy.
Yeah.
He's out of Naperville, Illinois.
From south side of Chicago.
From the south side of Chicago. Yeah. And, I mean, this guy, we vibed right away. He's just a good guy, genuine guy. And he loves music, loves what he does, and he was looking for a band to play with, and
he literally said it in the episode. He goes, "It's more than I was." He goes, "I wanted to play with the band, and this is more than I was expecting."
Yeah. So since then, we've played a few shows with Jeff already. This Saturday, March 10th.
I don't mean to cut him off, but we had him out at the Dreamers and Doers event.
He was at the Dreamers and Doers event, which was a great time. Yeah. And he was like, "Wow, man, you guys have a pretty cool event going on here." So that was fun.
Which I got to give props. That's a project that Jay has got going on with Brock. It's very cool, man. Very, very cool.
Appreciate that. So essentially what it comes down to is making the world a smaller place, which is really what Tunes for a Minute is trying to do as well.
Yeah.
You know, so... But yeah, I mean, with Jeff, we made that world a smaller place. Yeah. He wanted to find a band. He found one, and so this Saturday we're playing March 10th. This Saturday we're playing at Base Camp in Lyle, and we're playing with Chingy. Actually.
Yeah,
Chingy right there. And I think we're gonna stay in a Holiday Inn when we're in Lyle.
I don't know.
But yeah, so that's going to be a great show, and you know, it's just a lot of cool things are happening. Yeah. So we're also playing with Jeff in Naperville, March 23rd, Board and Barrel. So this will be out before then, so make sure you check it out. Please, please, please come support us. This is Covington Groove. This is kind of Tunes for a Minute's.
It's a melting pot of everything.
If you would. Yeah, I mean, it's like everybody that's playing in that band is doing Tunes for a Minute stuff as well anyway. So, but yeah, so come support us. Come support Jeff. And thanks for listening, whoever did, whoever will. And please share the episode. If you have not rated it, do so. Again, I am Jason Perez. This is
Colin Ryan.
And we thank you again for listening.
I don't know what to do. Should I fall back and be cool? I'm torn between the two. Are you hating me and loving me? I don't know what to do. I'ma fall back and be cool.